Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. at WBNW, 1120 a.m.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Great to have you all with us. And let's open up here with a subject that I think is important to most people. My own personal opinion is if you don't love dogs and cats, there's got to be something missing somewhere. It doesn't mean you have to own one. But, oh, man, I'll tell you, no greater love. And joining us here to talk about it and a program that will benefit pets is Jennifer Goodwin. Now, to confess, I'm not familiar with the agency, which has been in around 113 years. It's called Bidawi. And I want to give you the website. It's spelled B-I-D-A-W-E-E. It's Bidawi.org. And this is a, well, I'm going to let her talk about it because Jennifer Goodwin has been involved with this pet adoption agency for a long time. So welcome. It's great to have you with us, and congratulations for all the wonderful work Bidawi is doing. Talk a little about it, including the Loving Legacy program.
Hi, Stu. Thanks so much for having me here today. We're actually called Bidawi, and a great way to check out our website is to visit lovepets.org. Bidawi has been around, as you said, for 113 years, and we provide a vast array of services designed to support and enrich the lifelong relationship between people and pets. I couldn't agree with you more about what you said about loving cats and dogs, and for so many of us, our pets are such an important part of our lives. Bidawi is based in Manhattan and in Long Island, and we have a number of services. We have adoption centers in both Manhattan and Long Island. We have two full-service animal hospitals. We provide a number of community opportunities like volunteering and pet therapy training. We also have two pet memorial parks in Long Island, and at those parks, over 65,000 beloved companion animals have found their final resting place. So we really provide a complete array of services for people who are adopting their pets.
All right. Now when I throw in the terminology of estate planning, people say, wait a minute, what's this got to do with it? But it's got a lot to do with it because of the strong emotional attachments owners have with their pets, and they want to make sure, just like we want to make sure we have security for our kids and grandchildren, that this works for pets. What's this all about?
That's absolutely right, Stu. You know, as loving and committed pet owners, we know that pets are such an important part of our lives. So just like we plan for our children and for all of our assets, we need to know that our pets will be cared for if we predecease them. We get calls here at Bidawi every week from people all across the country who want to know how to plan for their pet's future.
And how do you go about doing that? Pets are considered personal property under state law. Why do they need special consideration in an estate plan?
That's right. So here's where it gets a little tricky. Personal property includes tangibles like artwork, jewelry, furniture. So in our will, we could stipulate, for example, I give my diamond ring to my daughter. But of course, she could decide to sell it in the future. So similarly, saying I give my tangible personal property to my daughter, that will transfer my pets to her. But what if she doesn't want my pet? Or what if she lives in a building that doesn't allow pets? And of course, all of us pet owners know we don't really regard our pets as tangible property because they're living creatures, so they need a different kind of plan. Bidoe's loving legacy was put together just for that reason. But of course, I want to mention that we always recommend people consult with their own attorneys and financial advisors when they're making their plans.
Yeah, it's Bidoe performs a service that seems to be rather an anomaly. I hate to use the word unique, but it seems to be an anomaly. Is this coming into the limelight and becoming much more visible to people? How do you end up getting the word out? Because I've been unaware of this.
Yeah, well, we're talking to people as much as we can. We're thrilled to have this opportunity to speak with you here today. Based on our research, we believe it's the only program of its kind. And even though Bidoe is based in New York City and Long Island, the Loving Legacies program is available to pet parents nationwide.
What message would you like to communicate to our listeners in the sense that they can contribute? How can they contribute and become part of this?
So let me tell you a little bit about Loving Legacy so people really understand what it is. Bidoe created Loving Legacy as a special program to provide pet owners with peace of mind by pledging to step in and care for our beloved dogs and cats if the owner predeceases them or should become incapacitated. So the way it works is that, you know, as you said, we've been around for 113 years. We have a huge network of devoted employees, volunteers, and supporters. And we work with that network to find a suitable home for the people who enroll in Loving Legacy. We also cover a lifetime of routine medical needs. And keep in mind that potential guardians are carefully screened and reviewed so that the new home will meet our standard of excellence. And when the time comes, your beloved pet will be laid to rest at one of our pet memorial parks. I also want to mention that when you enroll in Loving Legacy, we ask you to fill out a preference form that tells us all about your pet. So we will know about your pet's favorite foods, their behavior, their sleeping habits, any information that will help to get the pet comfortable quickly with its new family. And we have you update that form every single year. So if you need us, when the time comes, your pet will have as smooth a transition as possible into their new home.
You know, when you talk about a program, in this particular case, the Loving Legacy program, you always contrast it and say, well, what does this service or business or opportunity have that others don't? In a sense, you've talked about it. Are there other services out there that offer what this offers? And what are the other options?
Well, to our knowledge, this is the only program of its kind. Other options would be to provide a stipulation in your estate, in your will, that you're leaving your pet and a certain amount of cash to a friend or relative to take care of your pet. And that could work out fine. But again, a similar problem could be, what if that person predeceases you? What if that person decides they don't want that pet? We've heard stories of, for example, a woman will leave her pets to her daughter, but her daughter decides she doesn't want the pets after all, and she'll send them out to a municipal shelter or put them out on the street. So there are absolutely other options, but we think our option is special because Bidoe has been around a really long time, and we are going to be there to take care of your pet if you need us to. And again, for more information, you can visit our website at lovepets.org.
All right, lovepets.org, and I don't want to confuse people, but you can go to bidoe.org, which is B-I-D-A-W-E-E. Bidoe.org.
If I can just correct you, it's B-I-D-E-A.
All right. I'm just looking at the name here. It says B-I-D-A. All right. B-I-D-E. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
That's what's on my sheet here.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. What haven't we talked about that you would like to add to this, to cover this really extremely important topic? Because whether people have kids or not, if they have pets, I mean, the love is boundless. And the reason is it's reciprocal. There's
right.
Unlimited love that people get from dogs and cats, whether they're healthy or whether they need assistance. There's no boundaries. It's always there. What is it you'd like to add?
I couldn't agree with you more, Stu. And I think the best way to think about it is, we want to repay our pets for that lifetime of love and companionship they've given us by making sure we're planning for their future in case something horrible happens to us. We want to make sure, just as we've planned, as I said, for our home, our assets, our children, that we've put together a proper plan for our pet. And Loving Legacy is a great way to do that. We want to make sure that you're planning the best possible future for your companion animal.
All right. Is there any other sources people can go to for information, or just simply to the Bidawi website?
Yeah, if you go to lovepets.org or bidawi.org, you'll see all sorts of information about this topic.
All right. And by the way, does this organization take contributions?
We do. And you can visit our website and click on donate. And that will bring you to the page where we can do that. We would love to take donations. Every little bit helps us in taking care of homeless pets.
Well, I'll tell you, for those of you who need a little inspiration to do this, when I look at these two, I think of two services or ads on I hate to use the word ads. It commercializes it for our wounded soldiers. I get tears in my eyes. Also, when I see, I don't know if it's the Angel Memorial or what, this, you know what I'm talking about, that short documentary on cruelty to pets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just absolutely heartbreaking. And for those of you who are on the line, as much as it's painful, I advise you to look at that and realize that these poor little helpless creatures who are willing to give you all of their love need that same attention. And Jennifer Goodwin, I thank you very much for taking the time to talk about this in what is a very, very important subject. It's indeed been a pleasure.
Thanks so much, Stu. I really appreciate your giving us the time to talk about this today.
All right. We're going to talk about the election when we come back. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
What the world needs now is love.
We sure need a lot of it, but we're not getting it, especially when you're reminded of how polarized, and I'm part of that polarization process for the election, as those of you who listen know. I'm not going to deny it. I'm not going to feign it. And we're going to talk about the election coming up. Our guest is Jerry Finnell. Two N's, two L's. The name of the book is The Election Manipulator's Manual. Learn how they do it so you can spot it and stop it. And the timing couldn't be more important. This is an important segment, by the way, since I absolutely am convinced the election is rigged, based upon my own personal sentiments, that the Republicans are dumb and the Democrats are evil, but that's just my perception. Jerry, welcome. I know this probably is not a partisan book, nor are you partisan if you have them. Everybody has them. Partisan sentiments expressed here. Just a good, solid information book. Nice to have you on.
Well, thank you. It is a nonpartisan book. I have caught both Republicans and Democrats doing it. And what I'm trying to do here is people need to be reassured that their vote counts, that the elections are honest. And what I'm saying in this book is take this information on how it's being done and make sure your precinct is honest.
Yeah, we just have reports come out from Virginia or somewhere. There are already reports of rigging it. And I want to make one quick statement, and then I'll let you talk here. I had Alan Dershowitz on here last week. He's a big Hillary Clinton supporter, and I told him that not only does Trump have the problem of overcoming the electoral map like any Republican does, but the election is rigged. I mean, I'm just making a flat statement. It's rigged. I'm not even going to say this is my opinion. And he said, if that's the case, how come in 2000 Bush beat Gore and the Democrats couldn't win that? I said it's because they couldn't rig it enough. So I'm just going to let you continue from there.
Well, I have been fighting election fraud all my life. I'm 64 now. And I've taken my experiences. I've studied hundreds of election fraud cases. I've interviewed people that do it professionally. I've interviewed people that teach it. And I've broken this book down into what's happening in meetings, primaries and conventions, gerrymandering, voter registration, voting early and absentee ballots, what's happening inside the precinct on election day, what's happening outside the precinct on election day, how to count paper ballots, machines, computers, the recount, most importantly. I'm covering dirty tricks and how to intimidate the other party's workers. And at the end of the book, I have the Election Deception Award for the most deceptive election that was victorious.
Which one was that?
Well, you're going to have
to
find
it. Do you not want
to
reveal it?
No, I don't.
All right. I want to give the website.
And I ask the readers to nominate somebody for next time.
All right. It's precinctpeople.com. That's the website, precinctpeople.com. Who's the publisher, Jerry?
It's in lulu.com.
Oh, Lulu. Okay. Yeah, an excellent company. All right. The Election Manipulator's Manual. So there's a saying out, and I'm expressing my partisan politics. I'm pretty sure it originated from the left, and it's vote early and vote often. What are some of the ways that people can rig this? It seems like anybody, it's funny how identifications are demanded for almost anything. You enter a building, insurance, the airport, but oh no, not when you walk in to cast your ballot. And it would seem to me so simple just to walk in and continue to vote. All you have to do is find out the names and addresses of people.
I worked in a precinct, and a 21-year-old man came in 1972. And he had a registration card that said he was registered to vote in 1906. And I questioned him, and the chairman of the precinct pulled me over to the side and said, "Why are you being so nitpicky?" I had a 14-year-old boy walk in with a registration card and a note that said his grandfather was home on his deathbed, and he sent his grandson down to vote straight Democrat for him before he died. And all the Democrats in the precinct were going to let him vote, and I had to stop it. And a lady came in one day with two teenage sons and daughters and wanted to know if they could vote using her registration card. And they were going to let her vote, and I had to stop it. You have to show...
I know there were a lot of incidents like this, and I have to say, none of what you're telling me is surprising. The stories, of course, have interest on their own merit. But rigging the elections, hasn't it become more sophisticated now with the technology? And you don't have to look at recounting handwritten ballots. How much more sophisticated is it? And it's like hacking. You just can't keep up with it. How much more sophisticated is it? And how are they doing this more technology?
Technology for voting has changed from paper ballots to machines to computers. The technology for rigging the election and manipulating the election has also changed, and you've got to keep up with it to recognize it and stop it. Precincts that are largely one party. At noon, somebody will come in as a technician from the county to make sure your machines are operating properly, and as they leave, half of the machines suddenly jam, which creates long lines, which means people coming to vote at lunchtime are not going to want to stand in line for 2 hours to vote, so they leave. You lost their vote.
I have a dear friend of mine. We just came back from vacation. He's a real estate attorney, and without going into the ramifications of real estate, there was a condominium vote by his client's adversaries. And they were walking out, and my friend said, "Hey, I want a recount on this." And bingo, there was a recount. How do recounts fit into this, and how big a problem is it?
Well, the goal of the election manipulator is to win the election on election day. And if he cannot win on election day, then he wants to have a recount. And every time you have a recount, every time you handle the ballots, you mark the ballot with a special mark or something to make sure that it's, say, "Oh, they voted for two people in this race. We can't count this ballot." And you throw them out. And you just recount and recount and rehandle the ballots until you win. Every time you handle these computer ballots with the chads, every time you shake it and move it and bend it, a chad will fall out, which changes the vote of the voter. So you just keep handling these ballots until enough chads fall out, and you've discredited enough ballots until you win.
Jerry, we've got just a minute left, and I know you covered, there are so many things here, meetings, primaries, and nominating conventions, gerrymandering, voter registration, voting by mail, early voting, absentee ballots inside the poll, election day outside the poll, paper ballots, machines, computers, recounts, dirty tricks, intimating the other party's workers, the Election Deception Award. I want you to choose from there, since we have less than a minute right now, 30 seconds to come up with a concluding remark.
I want the people to read this book, and as they walk into their precinct, to recognize the little ways they are being manipulated, if they are being manipulated.
All right, on that note, I really appreciate having you on. Jerry Fennell, the Election Manipulators Manual, Lulu, the publisher. We'll continue after these messages.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Here's George Foreman with Invent Health.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at Invent Help.
Call Invent Help today for free information. Invent Help has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real life stories of the legal exchange. Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave. And I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on his show.
I always have to resist the temptation to sing this because I don't go to karaoke very often, but this is always on my karaoke list. It never rains in California, but man. Anyway, let's get on to our guest. Sorry about that. Joining us right now is Anthony Iannarino, but I want to spell his last name if you Google him. It's I. There's an I preceding Iannarino. He's a speaker and author, a sales leader, and he has a blog out. Have him tell you about, in fact, I'll give you the website. It's thesalesblog.com. 50,000 readers every month. And he teaches part-time at Capital University's Capital School of Management and Leadership. The name of the book, The Only Sales Guide You'll Ever Need. And it is published in hardcover by Portfolio, a division of Penguin. Anthony, nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me, Stu. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let me make an opening statement, and you can follow up on it. We're all selling all of the time. It's like Charles Krauthammer says, everything is about politics, and I'll add on to it. Everything is about sales, both in your personal life and your business life. So the skills that you need to perform successfully in business every day, they're applicable in almost every situation, correct?
100% correct. And it's interesting because the more I think about that concept, the more I realize how great all people are at selling when they're children. They will ask, and they'll ask again, and they'll change their approach, and they will change their strategy with you until you relent and give them what they want. And then as grown-ups, we start to change and start to decide that we don't want to be salespeople and that it's something that's smarmy or self-oriented or pushy or manipulative, and it's none of those things. It's really just how we work to get things done by showing other people what's in it for them and helping people produce outcomes they couldn't produce without us.
Right, about breaking down those barriers and connecting, and then whether you sell the product or the service, in a sense, they're inextricably intertwined. You, the person, the product, and the service, you really can't separate them. I want to, and this is your quote, so I'm going to go to a sentence from you, not me here, and then I'm going to ask you about it. Here's what you say. It's not about the market, the product, the company, or the competition. It's all up to the individual. A seller's ability to manage themselves and exert self-discipline can make or break any deal. Yeah, that may be the first time around, but if you don't have a product, if you don't have a service that's marketable, it doesn't matter how damn good you are, it's not going to matter.
I'll agree and disagree. So there are very, very good salespeople who sell commodities. So I'll give you an example. I have friends in the world of sales who have the hottest product or solution and struggle to sell it, even though it's differentiated, even though it's exciting, even though it's new, even though they have a virgin territory. And then I have friends that sell literally cardboard boxes. They sell cardboard, the most commoditized of all commodities. And because of the way that they approach what they do and because of the way they sell and build relationships, the people selling cardboard boxes are doing better than people who sell a great product. And this is what I mean by it being individual. It's great to have a great product. It's great to have a great territory. But even if you sell cardboard boxes, who you are and what you deliver as a salesperson can make the difference for you.
Oh, and I'm not really disagreeing with you, except in the sense, if you want follow up business and you have to go back, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have something that proved to be successful in the, with a competition or in general a product. I mean, as far as I know, everybody needs toilet paper, at least in the civilized countries. It's not going to be difficult selling toilet paper. It's just the matter of quality. Now, let me go to a couple of things that I wholeheartedly agree with you on. Two really important aspects, and you can take these one at a time. I always tell people in life and every day, and when I give talks, I always tell a story. I never try to be the story. I take the story, adopt the principles in the story to what they're doing, because it's always about the other person. And then just following up on that, again in the same line, negotiation. You're 1,000% right on negotiation. People have this, a lot of people have this twisted, warped idea that when you negotiate, you knock the other person down, bury him or bury her, and you've won. It's a win-win. A successful negotiation is with both parties winning. And I did something I shouldn't do on radio. I took two major concepts and put them together. Couldn't control myself.
Oh, well, I got to go back to toilet paper first because it's my favorite example. When people
they say
that price is the only thing that matters. And when I ask them to name a commodity, they'll say toilet paper. And I'll say, what if it doesn't work? And then they'll say, well, it's worth paying more for. Is there even the most commoditized thing that we sell, there's different levels of value. So you're right. It does have to perform. And if it doesn't perform, you're not going to get the repeat business. The two things that I think you smashed together there were, you know, if salespeople were guilty of something in the past, it was of being self-oriented, of being manipulative, of being pushy, and trying to control the process in a way that gave them a win-lose deal. So I have to win because I need your signature on the dotted line. And even if it's not right for you, and even if it's not the best time for you, I still have to make this sale. And that stopped a long time ago. And what has replaced that is really the best salespeople are other-oriented. They're trying to find a way to help other people. And in the negotiation phase, we're trying to make sure that both parties get a win. But our win is really about, you have to let us have enough profit margin. You have to let us capture enough of the value that we create so that we can deliver these great outcomes for you. And those are the big conversations that salespeople have to get into now.
All right. I think picking up on what you said about successfully networking, it's one of the consummate definitions of networking, putting yourself in a position to help others without expecting anything back. That's part of the positive attitude that you reflect upon in this book. It'll come back, and if it doesn't, there's got to be satisfaction in helping somebody else. So the mindset is really critical, isn't it?
The mindset's the most important thing. It's the foundation. And I think that what you're describing, Stu, is an abundance mindset. I can help, and I can give. And if I do that, I believe that it will come back. And my experience, and I'm sure your experience, too, is that the more we give, the more things come back. But when you start with a scarcity mindset and you believe that there's a limited pie, that there's not enough opportunities, that you can't get what you need because somebody else has already got it, then you're setting yourself up for failure and probably being paralyzed and disempowered with a belief set like that. But the mindset comes first. And I see the reason that I wrote this book is because I noticed sales managers and sales leaders unhappy with their salespeople, and they would say, this salesperson's terrible. They're not a closer. They don't have the killer instinct and all these things. And I would look at them and say, that's not actually what their problem is. They don't have self-discipline. They have a scarcity mindset. They're not competitive. They're not resourceful. And all these other mindset attributes that really prevented people from succeeding. So the first half of the book is mindsets, because if you get that part right, then once you adopt the skills, you're off to the races. But if you have just the skills, but you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to do very well.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's the old glass half full, half empty scenario when it pertains to this as well. And in the on the subject of being competitive, there were just two aspects of it. In another world, in another business, which by the way was a sales and distribution business I had for a long time before I ended up suffering in radio. Just kidding, folks. I'm maintaining that positive attitude. I had two theories. Number one, I created products and services that were competitive to each other. So not only was I competing with my own products and services to take the whole market. I always showed respect and deferences to competitors. I never knocked a competitor. I never assumed without documentation that I had a competitive advantage. You want to comment on that before we go to a break?
Yeah, I think it's important what you said there. And I think a lot of people think, well, the competitor's terrible, they're stupid, they don't know what they're doing. And that kind of a disrespectful attitude towards your competitor makes you less competitive and you underestimate your worthy opponent. And inside the book, I talk about strong competitive and weak competitive. And weak competitive is to try to have that mindset where you don't have the respect for the competitor. But the strong competitor, if I'm in a contest to create value with somebody else who's trying to create extraordinary value too, and it's a zero-sum game, at least per client, not that there's not enough opportunities, but I want to try to work harder than that person and smarter than that person, and they're going to help me drive my success, and ultimately they help drive innovation and new value creation and new products, and that's the way markets grow.
Lots of books out on sales. Tremendous amount of competition, and in the spirit of not knocking any of the other books that are out in the market. And they're all helpful because you can pick up something from any book, even one that's poorly written, if you're perceptive and instinctful enough. What's so different and special about this book from the majority of others?
A couple of
in about 15 seconds.
You've got the mindset and the skill set all in one place, which is why we named it the only sales guide you'll ever need, because it's going to touch all of the bases for you.
All right, we're going to...
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man, whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding.
Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Speaker Newt Gingrich, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who does one of the most educational and thoughtful interviews on radio today. It's always interesting to interact with Stu to see where his mind is coming from, and once again, he raised a lot of great issues.
Here's a thought as I jot down my notes. I think we'll get former Speaker Newt Gingrich back on. It may be a good time to get him on, and also Rudy Giuliani. All right, as we return right now with Anthony Iannarino, but I have to spell the last name or you'll never find this guy. It's I-A-N-N-A-R-I-N-O. My suggestion is you drop the I, but obviously it's working for you. He's a very successful sales leader. The name of the book is The Only Sales Guide You'll Ever Need, and it's published by Portfolio, a division of Penguin. I suggest you really go out and get a copy of this. What's really difficult, and, you know, you've been through it, I've been through it. You know, life is a challenge, and you have to attack it with vigor, optimism, and realism. And one of the real difficulties is maintaining a positive attitude, because we all, I don't care who it is, we all run into periods where we're, quote, maybe in a slump. I have my days, Anthony, where it just doesn't seem like anything's working. So you know what I do? I mean, I just go do something else. You know, maybe I'll take a walk, take a two-day vacation, and reinvigorate yourself and get those juices flowing again. A lot of people think, well, look at this individual. He or she is so successful. I mean, it's success 24/7. And I think it's demoralizing for a lot of people, so they can't begin to take that journey and do the kinds of things you suggest in this book. So let me put on your professorial or your doctor's cap and say, how do you deal with these moments?
You know what? You're right. You're going to have these moments because you're human. And, you know, I would tell you right now, because we're in an election cycle and I don't want to run you down that path, but, you know, there's a lot of negativity. And what I would tell you, the way that I broke myself of having any kind of pessimistic mindset, the very first thing I did is I started a gratitude journal. So every day I would get up and I would write down, what am I grateful for? And for about the first 4 or 5 days, all you come up with is your family. And then I thought, you know what, there's got to be more than that. There's got to be other things like my health and opportunities and people who mentored me, you know, when I wasn't even worth mentoring. And I had all these things that started to bubble up. And I thought, you know what, there's a lot to be grateful for. You're above the dirt and you got a chance to make a difference every single day. But what it really took for me, Stu, is what it's taken for a lot of people, which is just to go on a negativity fast. So first, I cut out negative people out of my life. Cynics, slackers, has-beens, never-will-bes, all the people who would constantly be cynical no matter what I was trying to do. They were, that's not going to work, you can't do that, nothing's good, this place is terrible, and so on and so forth. And then I turned off. I turned off the television, I stopped watching the news, I stopped listening to news on the radio, and I started instead just feeding myself positive reinforcement. So I started listening to Stephen Covey, Brian Tracy, Anthony Robbins, and if you continually pour good things
yeah,
in,
I've had Anthony Robbins, Tom Peters, and Brian Tracy. They all come on the show, by the way, and you get great, great information from them. Sorry, go ahead.
No problem, but I think it's that you've got to drive out the negativity, and there's so much of it now. The news is negative. A lot of your friends are negative. We're in a political season, and so you're going to be pounded with messaging about how terrible everybody and everything is, and it's just not true. This is your one shot. You're spinning around on a rock, traveling around a giant burning ball of gas, and you're going to get about 80 trips around the sun, and you're going to get an eviction notice. So if you don't like it here, you know, you're missing the one great opportunity you have, and I would tell you, be grateful and start trying to ditch the negativity. Not that you're not going to have days, but when you do have days, try to remind yourself this is your one shot and do something meaningful for somebody else.
I want to pick up on that. That's great advice. And a lot of this, you know, people think there's no difference between hearing and listening. Well, there really is. You know, most of us can hear what people say, but that doesn't mean we're listening. And as you talk about creating that connection, I'm always interested when I meet someone personally or in business to listen to what they have to say about themselves, and you can learn and react to that. But not only that, it's a great way to impress people by having them say, wow, here's somebody refreshing who just doesn't want to talk about himself or herself. Now, maybe we do down deep because our own universe, we each have a universe that revolves around us. But the realism is that everybody has a story. Everybody has skills. Everybody has talents. And we have to learn to project, to reach out, and to listen to what these people have to say. And I've seen it destroy more, let's just relate it to business relations, more business relationships by people who are so consumed with their own success that they can't listen. There are always exceptions like Donald Trump.
Yes. He does like to hear himself talk. And a lot of us do. And I would tell you, in client situations, it was probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I realized that no matter when I started talking, the client would start trying to talk over me and wanting to share. And I decided at that point to try an experiment, which was I would pause for 4 seconds after the client finished speaking. I would just pause for 4 beats, which is a lot longer than you think it is if you just count it off. And then invariably, they would start talking again because they weren't done talking. So then I started stretching it to 6 beats, and now I do 8 beats. And as soon as they're done talking, if you just wait, they start to say more things because they actually have somebody listening to them. And what they say ends up being more, it's deeper and more important than what they were really saying. So they'll say something like, you know, we're having a terrible time here. This isn't working and that's not working. And they stop talking for a second and you give them that pause and then they say, we're really not doing a good job leading these people. And you go, okay. And then what does that look like? And the thing that they reveal is deeper because they actually have somebody paying attention. And when you pay attention, you get that out of them. And then you create a much deeper connection and you find a lot more to work with when you're really trying to help people.
All right. Great advice. I've got about a minute. I've got 1,000 questions. So why don't I defer to you to make a closing comment on what we haven't talked about today?
Well, the only thing I would say is that if you are in sales, if you're an entrepreneur or you're a success-minded person, the first question you have to ask yourself is, who do I have to become to be somebody worth doing business with? And then after you answer that question, you can decide, what do I have to do to create value for other people? And I think that in sales and in business today, we too often get this in the reverse order. We say, here's what I want to do. But first, you have to be somebody worth doing business with in the first place.
Got it. The only sales guide you'll ever need, Anthony Anarino. It's been a real pleasure. Stay on as we close out, Anthony. This is Stu Taylor thanking you. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.